Welcome to the Checkout by Kuro House, your daily dose of AI and retail updates. Today we're diving into some fresh moves in retail, from wine aisles to chocolate shelves. Let's get started with some exciting news that's shaking up how we shop and sip. First up, Company Op is making wine less intimidating with a fresh new voice. They've appointed Liam Darcy, aka the Wine Wally, as their first official wine ambassador. This influencer, known for his engaging social media presence, is helping Co-op bring new perspectives to the wine aisle. According to Retail Gazette, Liam's mission is to make wine more accessible and enjoyable for everyday buyers, breaking down the scariness around wine choices. He'll be guiding customers in store and through tastings, changing how people think about wine one bottle at a time. In other retail news, Islands Chocolate is expanding its reach across the UK. The brand has secured a national listing with Waitrose, landing in over 130 stores starting this spring. Retail Times reports this follows a successful launch with Tesco last year, where Islands Chocolate appeared in 500-plus stores. Their products focus on farm-to-table quality, with a commitment to ethical sourcing and fair pay for farmers. Waitrose shoppers can now enjoy classic and mint hot chocolate powders that promise a rich, indulgent experience with real provenance. Meanwhile, the online retail space might be gearing up for a big shake-up. Waterstones owner Elliott Advisors is reportedly considering a £2 billion bid for The Very Group, a major multi-brand online retailer. Retail Gazette highlights that The Very Group has been under private equity ownership since 2025, with some interest also coming from Chinese e-commerce giant JD.com. Despite some growth in sports sales, their fashion segment faced a 4.5% decline, signaling a challenging market ahead. This potential takeover could signal fresh strategies for Very and Littlewoods brands in a shifting retail landscape. Back to the wine world, Liam Darcy's approach is not just about selling bottles but about building consumer confidence. He emphasizes the importance of retailers giving shoppers clear reasons to choose one wine over another. For example, he recommends Co-op's irresistible Bio Malbec, which offers a familiar taste with a new twist from Chile's Val del Biobío region. This kind of guidance helps customers step out of their comfort zones and discover exciting new wines. It's a fresh take on wine retail that combines education with accessibility. Finally, Islands Chocolate's commitment goes beyond taste. It's about ethical impact. The brand stands for zero slavery, zero child labor, zero deforestation, and fair pay throughout its supply chain. Waitrose's hot drinks buyer, Polly Asbury, calls it a grown-up moment for hot chocolate, catering to shoppers who value provenance and quality. This is a clear example of how consumer values are shaping product offerings in mainstream retail. That's a wrap on today's highlights from the world of retail innovation and ethical sourcing. It's fascinating to see how brands are blending influencer culture, sustainability, and smart acquisitions to stay ahead. Thanks for tuning into the Checkout by Kuro House. We'll catch you again tomorrow with more insights to keep you in the know.